Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As we have said, we're going to start the day out each day here up until Election Day, and maybe we should continue it after that if we still have jobs, if we're still here, with prayer for this nation. And as we were doing our daily devotional this morning here in the office, I don't believe in coincidences. We didn't just stumble on this. God shot it at us is the way I see it. It's from Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. And it was a prayer for the Ephesians from Paul. For such a time as this, Americans. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit, your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to be immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Paul wrote this for the Ephesians. O God, we now stand on this word for your people today. We pray for our president, that you will keep him safe, give him wisdom and discernment among all matters in his life and in his job as president of the United States. Keep your president and his family, keep our president and his family safe. Keep them strong and bold. May they bend their knees to you. Let them know many are praying for them. These two we pray for our vice president and his family. For such a time as this, we humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness as we stumble each day, and we ask for your wisdom that we may walk in your way. Please use CSE Talk Radio to encourage and embolden, to bring your people home, to bring America home. Amen and amen.